Kang?
Yes, Doug.
Thursday, Mo?
Oof. Probably. I'm supposed to do a Thursday golf range.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, but... yeah, you know what? Thursday Mo's happening.
Thursday Mo. I got Thursday Mo with the bi-weekly whip mixed in today. Do the edging and all that. So, it's going to be a little bit longer today. But Thursday Mo is one of your greatest ideas of all time.
Now you got the weekend freed up, my friend, after this.
Just to look at that great-looking lawn, yeah.
That's right.
Got the sprinkler going.
How often do you have you stood back and looked at your lawn after?
You know, when I'm done mowing, there's some behold. Like, you go grab a beer and you behold what you've done. And I'm doing a little bit more work on the yard this summer. It's the summer of Doug when it comes to golf. Off to a terrible start. But yard's going to look better, too. So, Thursday, Mo.
Sounds like the summer of Doug's wife.
Well, not the golf part.
Well, I'm talking about what you're doing so far.
Oh, we're going to try. We're supposed to go to the Upper Peninsula. I want to try to get on gray walls, which I hear great things about, but... Not a lot of tee times, I noticed, for when we're around. But
No.
All right, you want to go ahead and make the accusation, or have you decided you want to go there?
I don't mind.
All right.
So I had the game on kind of in the background last night as I'm scrolling through my phone and whatnot and watching it.
Did the Texas
game,
Tech.
Game one of the NBA Finals.
Not the College World Series softball.
Sorry, go ahead. Definitely not the softball.
Gotcha.
And then it was brought to mind. It may have been flipping around the TV too. But then as I'm scrolling and on Twitter, I came across the Jalen Brunson injury.
Oh boy,
as I put in air quotes. And I'm like, did he really get hurt? Because that's gonna suck for them if he's really hurt. And you see the video of him walking down the tunnel or whatever, and he got a little limp. Mm-hmm. And then I see the replay. I'm like, Did he actually get hit in the leg at all? What are we doing here? Is he hurt? And then he ends up scoring 30-something points in the game or 30 points in the game, has this big fourth quarter.
He didn't play like he was hurt.
Yeah. Is he taking foul baiting to a whole different level now and trying to get the sympathy? And, oh, my God, maybe he got hurt. We should watch it more closely then. If he gets touched, I mean, they're trying to take advantage of this poor injured man.
Yeah.
Or is this bloody sock all over again? Fake. I mean, he's trying to have a Willis Reed moment. I mean, no. You know, Willis Reed like came back and then was... I think he came back and played in the game and then left the game and never played again.
You think he's a faker?
I'm just saying. I think Brunson is...
Faking. It didn't look as bad as it seemed, I'll say that, the reaction. Because I think it was Harrison Barnes that fell and like kind of hit his knee.
In his vicinity?
Yeah.
Yeah,
and usually you would think like, oh, someone would hyperextend their knee at that point, but it was more like on the side, it seemed like, and it looked like Brunson was able to get his foot out of the way. So I know what you're trying to say, but I also don't think he's faking that one. I don't think he would be faking a knee injury there because there was no foul. Like, it wasn't like he had the ball in his hands trying to shoot. He was away from the play.
Just saying.
So he had no reason to fake anything.
Yeah,
he fakes with the ball in his hands. He doesn't fake with the ball out of his hands.
They try and lay the groundwork for something like, oh my, what a courageous performance from Jalen Brunson to come back from a non-knee injury.
He wants his Willis Reed moment. Also a Nick. Also a faker? Is that what you're saying?
No, I did not say that about Willis Reed.
Sure.
I won't say that about Willis Reed.
All right.
That was legendary, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this isn't like the Jordan flu game.
I gotta tell you, to me, it is interesting. And I guess if you'll fake a foul,
why wouldn't you fake it? Take it to the next extreme. Like, how did you not call this? Did you not see that I'm dying here?
Yeah,
my leg. I can barely walk. I gotta have to leave this game for 90 seconds.
So essentially, look, your accusation it probably is based in very little merit. But if you fake one thing, why wouldn't you fake something else?
Anybody else think he was faking? I'm just asking.
Okay.
You know,
I love that it crossed your mind.
Well, or I mean, I could buy this. He was just scared, right? Because sometimes you get hit in the leg and it doesn't feel right, and like, oh crap, and you want to let's get this take. Oh, did I just tear my ACL? That I, you know, snap an Achilles? What just happened here? What am I okay? And you can be scared.
I'm
okay.
And when it happened, I was like, well, this series is over.
Right.
I mean, I seriously was,
because that's what you're supposed to think when you're faking it. If he was faking. If I don't know. It's a big if. I saw Carl Anthony Towns get his shot blocked by Wemby. Went down like a ton of bricks, and they called it a foul, and then like, no, check this. Mm-hmm. And then it got overturned because it was clearly a block. I mean, it was an amazing block. But now Cat's faking. He's foul baiting. The whole team's going to be foul baiting.
So we call him the Knicks theatrical troupe, just like we did with the Thunder.
And did you see, we got the
they were originators of this. They were the beginning of, that's why Detroit didn't like Brunson.
We got the email from, was it Bet Online, that had the voting interest of each state in the union, who they're voting for, or who they're rooting for,
that.
The betting interest on, you know, the Knicks or Spurs. And the state of Michigan was pulling for the Knicks? Like, what?
I don't buy that for one second.
I don't buy that either.
Not for one second. In the meantime, game two of Stanley Cup Finals is tonight, Carolina and Vegas. I will say this, because we didn't get much time to dedicate much time to game one. The pass by Sisson to Tomas Hertl on the game-winning goal was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Skating towards the corner, blind pass, out in front, right on the tape, in the slot of Hertl, who scored the game-winning goal in game one. You know, I question whether or not that's just, I'm just throwing it out in front, or did he actually feather it between multiple defenders right under the tape of Tomas Hertl? Because that was one of the more impressive. I mean, it's not Ernie DiGregorio 1973 Final Four for Providence against Memphis good.
No.
But what is? I mean, that was a great, great pass.
It was pretty impressive.
Yep. Which capped off an exciting game.
And now we got game two tonight. Vegas, the upstart Vegas Knights. Oh, the little engine that could there. Playing with a third Stanley
Cup. Am I just getting old because I hate everybody?
Yeah, kind of. I'm with you. But this is a Stanley Cup final that the NHL is like, well, we got a final. We got to promote it somehow. But Vegas and Carolina, mm-hmm. not exactly two hotbeds for hockey. And yet both organizations have done very well lately. And obviously Vegas wasn't even an organization 10 years ago. So it's impressive what they've done. We'll see if Carolina, who is the heavy favorite, if they can even things up tonight.
Let's go to Dave in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hi, Dave.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I wanted to talk about the rooting interest of Spurs and Knicks.
Yeah.
Hey, I might be in the minority here, but I am pulling for the Knicks. I mean, I don't like them, but the reason is I can never root for Wemby because I think that the lottery was rigged, and I will die with that opinion.
Why would the league want him in one of their more remote outposts?
It just seems like the Spurs, whenever they have one bad year, they get gifted a generational player.
That I agree with. That I agree with, Dave. Because they've been a lottery 10 times. They moved up 6 times. They've won the thing 3 times. And every time it's been with a generational player that they've won it. But I can't imagine that the league is happy about it. It's San Antonio, man. I don't know if you could name a lesser TV market in the league.
You're probably right, and I'm probably wrong. But that's just what I'm dying with.
Fair enough. Yeah, go for it. Your theory, own it, Dave. Take care. 248-539-9797. All right, Buster only got everybody talking about what he had to say about the Tigers. Hear it next here on 97.1.